Welcome back to Senator Liz Stefanik. Thanks for being with us.
Absolutely. It's great to see you, Susan.
Now that you're back in the Senate, you are working on some of the issues that you worked on before that you were very involved with, especially health.
Well, I'm working on health and human services a lot, but I also am working on community solar and working with the Solar Coalition. And I carried a bill for them last year and this year. We have had community solar discussed since 2013 or even earlier, and we just can't get off the dime. So we're going to have a community solar working group that Legislative Council arranges in the interim so that we can provide some recommendations to the governor. But in terms of health and human services, I just presented a bill this morning in Senate Finance on the health insurance exchange. And we'd like to broaden the authority of the exchange so that they can regulate the benefits that are offered to people. And the reason this might be important is if the federal law goes away and the court decides that states don't have to abide by the federal law for basic benefits, that we could have something in place here in New Mexico to make sure that all people are receiving basic benefits, and then set up the plans much like they were set up before, the bronze, silver, and gold. So this is an important bill to have our health insurance exchange be strong, be vibrant, to bring in more insurance companies, and to get more people with competitive rates and premiums.
You were involved in the Health Policy Commission before it was done away with, and there were thoughts of bringing it back. I think it's still on the books. It's still in statute.
I believe it still is on the books. It's in statutes, and the statute was not repealed, but the funding, the total funding, was stripped away. The Department of Health actually is carrying out some of the duties of the Health Policy Commission. In fact, some of my former employees who did a lot of the IT work are over at the Department of Health working on some of those same reports.
Okay, so we're in good shape as far as that's concerned.
Well, I think it could be better. I think that many times people ask for some data to help make decisions, and we don't always have objective data coming out. And I think the Department of Health might be doing a great job in what their functions are, but in their responsibilities, but this was a separate entity that was working just on data. Mm-hmm. And we were able to be responsive to the public and to legislators when they asked us for information. So I think it's always possible that the need is there and it could be accomplished in a different way. But the Department of Health is doing their best.
Okay. What does community solar mean?
Well, it means that cities, counties, tribes, other entities, it could be a nonprofit, but it would be questionable how a nonprofit might have enough resources, but that they would work with a utility or an electric co-op to set up a very large community solar project where the electricity would benefit, the energy and the electricity would benefit a whole community. Mm-hmm. It's not like having a small garden in a neighborhood of community solar. It's like large projects, like 20, 40-acre projects where you see rows and rows of solar panels, and then the electricity would be distributed. Usually, when you have a big project like that in mind, and there are several states in the country that have this, so usually when you have a project like this, you have a large entity, a commercial entity, or, like I said, the city or the county, making an investment in saying, we want to set this up. And the whole purpose is that we're moving to renewable energy, number one. But number two, it's allowing people who are low income or moderate income to access energy coming from renewables that perhaps they couldn't afford to do, or they don't have the land, or they don't have the rooftop, whatever, to put on their own solar. In some sense, it's an economy of scales, because what you're doing is, instead of 15 houses having rooftop, those 15 houses could actually be getting renewable energy from a big community solar project. Mm-hmm. We have a couple cities, the city of Santa Fe, the city of Las Cruces is interested in this. Picaris Pueblo has already started a project, but they need to expand the project, so they've been a big supporter of this project. The All Indian Pueblos Council, the city and county of Santa Fe have talked about it for the Buckman Direct Diversion, but this is not just for Santa Fe or Albuquerque or Las Cruces, it's for any entity. And the tribes see it as something that could overlap county lines and serve people in many spaces that are connected with the tribes.
What about PNM? Are they in support or not?
Well, right now, none of the utilities have agreed to the existing bills that have been proposed. That is one of the reasons that we are suggesting that a work group, a formal work group that would bring the utilities, the companies, the co-ops, the cities, the counties, the advocates, everybody to the table and have a really facilitated environment. This past fall, I had the opportunity to go to the National Renewable Energy Laboratory in Denver, Colorado. And it's amazing all the things that they're working on. But they offer free services to governmental entities in terms of working out positions. It could be statutes, it could be a plan, it could be fixing a problem from an existing statute. And they also are able to work on contract for private entities. So, for example, if PNM said, okay, the state of New Mexico is pressuring us to do this, they could actually go to NREL up in Denver and say, you know, what could you help us with in terms of figuring out our problem in doing this? So, for example, some of the things that private utilities have said is we need the renewable energy credits, the RECs, that come along with this because we're mandated to meet certain goals by certain years. The other thing is if equipment is antiquated, if we don't have e-metering everywhere, then it makes it very difficult to even make this work. And most of the utilities haven't like switched over totally to e-metering. So for example, let's just take a water meter. People right now have to go drive around meter to meter unless they install electric metering. Mm-hmm. And then they can do it via the satellite. But even when you set systems up like that, El Dorado here in Santa Fe, the whole housing community that's called El Dorado, they set it up. They spent quite a bit of money on it, but it probably took close to 2 years to work out all the bugs to really make it happen. While they were working it out, then the city of Santa Fe set it up. And eventually it's a cost saver for the community, mm-hmm. but it's an investment to purchase the equipment, to get it all set up, to work out all the bugs. And I can see some hesitation when you cover a large service area such as PNM or El Paso Electric or Xcel or even some of the co-ops. Now, some of the co-ops have some valid issues. They are very small, and they have one or two people running their electric co-ops. Mm-hmm. And sometimes they don't have an engineer, so that co-op would have a lot of trouble expense-wise and skill-wise in getting involved in such a project. So we need to look at all of these issues.
Mm-hmm. Your district is immense. You must have a lot of different issues that come from all the different people that you represent.
I do. I have parts of six counties. Most of it is rural. I have some precincts in Las Vegas, but mostly in San Miguel County, it's rural. It comes down here into Santa Fe County, the rural areas again, not Santa Fe City. Most of Torrance County, but not Moriarty. I have one precinct in Bernalillo County, which is in the mountains, Chillicothe area. I have two precincts in Valencia County called the Rio Communities, a small city. And then I have quite a bit of Lincoln County. I have a few precincts in Ruidoso, but I also have Lincoln, the town of Lincoln, Corona, Capitan, Fort Stanton, and half of Carrizozo, and then all the little towns in between. So it's a very exciting district because everybody is so different, but the needs are quite different. So, for example, in one of my communities with rural elementary and middle school, they can't get enough school teachers to actually work in those schools. So sometimes they have combined grades. Sometimes they'll have a student teacher that's being supervised by a teacher in a different classroom. Mm-hmm. In other places, I have school teachers who, I mentioned this on the floor the other day, who might also serve as the mayor of the town. So they have double duty. So the district, I have about 13 school districts in my district. I have other issues, a lot of capital issues, a lot of acequias. I have a lot of land grants. The acequias that are dirt versus concrete have totally different issues. I have one acequia that's receiving all the runoff water from the highway, so it's flooding properties and encroaching dirt dams. So the list goes on and on. And then Fort Stanton and Lincoln, they're beautiful state monuments, but are we putting enough money into preserving these monuments? And I would suggest not.
Are you finding that you're in better situated now to do the work that you need to do because you can draw from your experience in Santa Fe and from other experiences that you've had? At one point, you were head of a nonprofit in Santa Fe.
Right. Well, when I was in the Senate before, I was approximately, I was early 40s. And probably I knew very little about state government. After I served that one term and then I lost and I tried regaining the seat again, I went on to many different positions, both in the nonprofit world, but also in state government. And then after state government, I also went on to become a county commissioner for 8 years. So all of those life experiences have given me much more information and knowledge about what people are going through when, in fact, bills come in front of us. And I'm able to look at it from the individual side. I'm able to look at it from state government side, from county government side, from my own personal views and values, and then put together a decision.
Good. Great. Thank you. And we wish you well.
There is one thing I'm hoping for still. I hope to have a nurse in every school someday. So I'm continuing to work on that.